This is the 255th episode of the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is going on, my friends? What's going on, peoples? I hope you guys are doing fantastic today. And guys, I want to pick up right where I left off. If you heard episode 253, where I essentially discussed, you know, how you can get more out of the leads that you guys are already have already generated. You know, I mentioned this on the last podcast, but the most expensive lead that you guys need to generate is the one that you haven't. So how do we get more from what we've already spent good hard-earned cash on in our marketing dollars? How do we get more out of the leads that have already contacted us and are sitting in our system and may or may not have been handled the way they should have? And one of the things I discussed in episode 253 is how we have implemented weekly lead audit reviews. And I also talked about how we're doing less qualifying on the front end and essentially running more appointments. What I want to kind of, you know, pivot into in this particular podcast episode, and as usual, this is going to be a short and sweet episode. You know, the more and more people I talk to, it's about giving you tips, strategies, and actionable items that you can quickly implement in your business so that you can start to see the results. That's what it's all about. That's the goal and aim of this podcast, is to add as much value as possible. And so what I'd like to talk to you about is something that just yesterday, you know, my executive assistant, who is a complete rock star, she's also our transaction coordinator. One of the things that she does on a daily basis is that she will contact, we do something that's called a post-appointment quality control and follow-up check, okay? Post-appointment quality control and follow-up. And essentially what that means is she will go into the leads of all the appointments that my acquisition manager has been on, and she's in the process of doing this going back all the way through January. And so she will call, and she'll call these people, introduce herself, let them know where she's calling from, thank them for meeting with one of our team members who's our acquisitions manager. And her goal is to do a couple of different things. Number one, it's to do a quality control on how my acquisition manager did at the appointment. How did he make the seller feel? Was he professional? Was he punctual, you know, i.e. on time? Did he answer all the questions? Did he make the seller feel comfortable? Did he build rapport? Did they like him, not like him? You know, essentially, hey, what did you like? What did you not like? And we're just doing a quality control. So that, number one, that helps keep our acquisitions manager accountable. And by the way, he knows that we do this. So that helps keep him accountable. And the second thing that essentially it does is, you know, she will spend 5 to 15 minutes before she makes that phone call, and she'll review the lead. She'll listen to the call. She'll listen to parts of the appointment. She'll kind of get a quick rundown of what occurred at that appointment. You know, why did the seller decide to meet with us? Why was the seller even considering selling? What pain or motivation does the seller have? What was the seller's asking price? What were the sticking points at that appointment? What's the property worth? So she'll just get a brief synopsis of what went down at the appointment. And, you know, she'll, again, review the lead record, listen to the call, just kind of get a sense for the seller's personality type. And that way she's equipped, and she's, you know, she's going into that call with a lot of information. She's got more ammo, so to speak. So she will contact them, and after doing a quality control check and essentially, you know, getting a rating from the seller as to how our acquisition manager did in several different areas that I just highlighted, her main goal really is to not just do the QC on the acquisition manager, but also to see if there's an opportunity to bridge the gap. We didn't get the deal for a reason. We were not able to help that seller. It could have been price. It could have been a number of things. Her goal is to uncover ultimately what that seller wants, what that seller needs, and see if there's an opportunity for us to bridge that gap. And I shared with you just yesterday, you know, she called a seller that we met with, I think this was about 2 to 3 weeks ago. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't look into the lead record, so I don't have the details to share that with you. But really the point I'm trying to drive home across is that we walked away from that appointment not having gotten the deal, not in a position to help the seller. And over the course of the last 2.5 to 3 weeks, some things have changed in the seller situation, and she was able to reschedule another appointment for my acquisition manager to meet with that seller. And I think, you know, from what she shared with me, we're in a much better position to help that seller and walk away with a signed contract because things change. And, you know, had we not done that and had this stayed in my acquisition manager's follow-up system, we may not have been able to bridge that gap. You know, his job is to be on the street meeting with sellers face to face. I don't necessarily want him on the phone. You know, that's the lead manager's job. Yes, while he's on there and he does assist on the phone and he does follow up with leads and appointments that he's been on, sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes it could be a personality conflict, or maybe just you don't connect with someone for whatever reason that might be. And so having a third party on your team contact these sellers to continue to build rapport, continue to build that relationship, going above and beyond, which is one of our core values, doing a quality control check on the team member, and then seeing if there's an opportunity for us to bridge the gap and get the seller what they're looking for, or at the very minimum, just schedule another appointment so we can get out in front of the seller. It goes a long way. And I can tell you that we haven't been doing this that long, but we've already started to see results from it. And again, this is just something that you can quickly implement this. And if you don't have a team, if you don't have somebody on your team that can call these people and you're the one that met with the seller, look back at the appointments you went at 2, 3, 4 months ago. Call these people back. You know, did you send them a thank you card after that appointment? Is there an opportunity for you to reconnect with them? Even if it's just to call them and say, hey, you were on my mind, just wanted to see how you were doing. You know, I'm here for you if you need me. And if I can't help you, but I can answer any questions, or if I can point you in the right direction, please let me know. That's what I'm here for. Even if it's just to make that phone call, reestablish communication with them and see how you can just continue to build that relationship, build that rapport. It's going to go a long way. And even if you're not able to help them, oftentimes that could lead to a referral. It could lead to a testimonial. I mean, just nothing, only good things can come of it if you truly approach it from the right place. You know, lead with your, you know, a buddy of mine always talks about heart closing, H-E-A-R-T, not hard closing. You know, close with your heart. Don't do a hard close. And so that's all I got for you today, guys. Again, this was a short and sweet episode. Just wanted to share, you know, on episode 253, again, I talked about the weekly lead audit reviews and not overqualifying on the phone, you know, running more appointments. And on this episode, I really just wanted to kind of hone in on the post-appointment quality control and follow-up. By the way, one other thing we do is prior to the appointment, we send a text and email confirmation. And then after the appointment, we send a follow-up email. And you can even implement, we've been talking about implementing a survey that automatically goes out to the seller, either via text or via email. We have not implemented that yet, but it's an idea that we are kicking around. So just another opportunity to stay in contact with the seller and just see how we can, you know, it's about the customer experience. You know, some episodes ago, I talked about Walt Disney and how, you know, challenging each and every one of us that how can we create that experience the way that Walt Disney does at his theme parks, and kind of taking that mentality and applying it to our business. So guys, that's what I got for you today. I will connect with you in the next one. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.